the Kwai boys. Was it 30 years ago, Mark? Should I even bring that up? Because you were two, clearly, at the time when you come up with Kwai boys.
Yeah, no, I wasn't two. I was like, I was pretty old even then. But, Karina, how are you? It's been a long time.
It's been our whole lives, and mine's slightly less long as yours. But yes, no, wonderful. I'm really good and very excited when the lineup for the Castrol Edge Townsville 400 was announced with Ice House, and of course, you guys, Kwai boys, coming to Townsville. When was the last time you were here?
Oh, you've really got me there. But because I remember the hotel, I remember looking down at what used to be called the Bank Nightclub.
Yeah.
You know, that was in the 90s, right? Remember that?
Wow.
I think I was actually out there with my partner, Melinda Schneider, who was doing the show.
Oh, she's just gorgeous. How is she?
Oh, she's just fantastic, mate. She's like running around the house with just had a spray tan, wearing a bikini, and, you know, and just like, oh, look at me.
Oh.
I love wearing these clothes for you, Mark, because I love you so much. She's just doing fantastic.
Yes.
And, of course, we have had a three-year-old together. He's making noise in the background.
Lovely.
Yeah, and I mean, this happens when you're in a relationship, you know, you make children. But she's great. Life is good.
Yes.
And what was the question?
When was the last time you were in Townsville? But we got onto her in a bikini and a spray tan, so I hope you do the same thing for her when you get your spray tan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A guy my age in a bikini is a real... And I don't bother with the spray tan, right?
Oh,
because
no.
I like to... Because that hides the wrinkles and the fur, you know? And I'm talking about the fur on my back.
Oh, you know? The man carpet, yes.
The man carpet.
I've got that. Now, let's get on Kwai boys for just a little bit of a second, because obviously we're on radio, and you've done a bit of radio yourself. The Awesome 80s on the Central Coast 2GO. That's where I grew up, and that is where I got my first gig on radio. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, look, I love doing radio. I mean, listen to me. I'm on radio talking to you now, and I'm going, well, this is so good. Just like, I just can't stop talking, and I just keep talking. I just got to say stuff, you know, and I got to talk about politics and religion and state of origin.
Yes.
And I loved it, you know. And the reason that I stopped doing it, of course, that was a question you're going to ask me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a negative. You're going to say, why did you stop doing it? Well, the reason I stopped doing it is I didn't want to keep talking about music that was 30 years old forever.
Yeah.
And even though the 80s was it, mate, you know, there was like, you know, the awesome 80s, it was like incredible. Because I love doing radio. And I just get to talk junk, right, which I, you know, Melinda doesn't let me do around the house. She goes, shut up.
Yes.
Stop talking. You know, you're talking rubbish, so I get on radio and I go,
hey,
look at me, I'm on radio.
Stop giving out our secrets. I call it entertainment and information, Mark, and you're calling it rubbish.
The more rubbish that you talk, the more money you earn.
That's exactly right. The better at it you are, more money you get. So let's get back to Kwai boys and still obviously touring the country and not even just Australia, but and still enjoying it, still loving playing the Kwai boys music.
I think it's better than ever because as you get older, you get older and you go, oh, mate, you know, like, have we really got to have a hit record? Have we really got to, you know, prove something at this point? And you go, well, not really, you know, just to ourselves. And so that's the beauty of it. So you get on stage and you don't have that maniac thing backstage. We've got to get down. We've got to win the audience.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't do a good job, I'm going to punch you in the head. And that's our tour manager. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's none of that. It's just like, hey, that's whatever happens, happens. And it's just fun.
That's exactly right. And then you know what? As an appreciative audience, we love that. We love the fact that you just want to come out and be the Kwai boys that we all know and love. I'm very much looking forward to when you're coming back up to Townsville. Now, just quickly, I did stalk you on Facebook. I hope you don't mind, but that's what it's there for. And I just thought it was amazing that you were sent through a picture from your first ever recording session at Albert Studios 30 years ago, King Street in Sydney. How good is modern technology these days for stuff like that? So there's obviously a fan sent that through to you guys.
Well, actually, was that the wall?
Yes.
Now, that was taken by Bob King, the famous live photographer.
Oh.
And you know what really annoys me about it is that I was always into photography, but I kind of gave it up through the 80s.
Right.
And I used to look at that wall every day in at Albert's.
Mm-hmm.
And it had everybody's signature. You can see Cole Chisels on there.
Yep.
And, you know, AC/DC and the Angels and all the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to love that wall. And so Bob was the only one that took a photo of it.
Yeah, it's not enough.
I never took a photo of it when I was there.
You wouldn't have thought about it. It was just normal day-to-day stuff for you.
Well, that's right. You know, unfortunately, they knocked that building down, King Street, the city, which was owned by the Alberts organisation, family. And now there's a huge office block, which is like just a meaningless piece of junk by comparison.
Yeah.
And that wall went with it. And there was somebody who mentioned it on the Facebook thing, said that he was part of the destruction crew, the demolition crew, and he walked past that wall for several days before it went, and he went, you know, we really should do something with that, but they never did.
Really? That's a piece of musical history. It should be in a museum. But anyway, it's gone now to the rubbish dump somewhere in Sydney.
Look, well, yeah, or in a new apartment block. They recycle things.
Oh, they do. That's true too. Mark, thank you so much for giving me a call this morning. Can't wait to see you, like I said, Castrol Edge, Townsville 400. And say hello to Melinda. She's lovely. She's busy at the moment doing Dolly, isn't she?
Not Dolly, Doris.
Doris.
You know, there's Dolly Parton,
oops,
right? And there's Doris Day.
Yeah, okay.
One has fake boobs.
Yep.
One does not have fake boobs.
No.
Yes. She is busy doing Doris and Great Women of Country. And just working on her next original country album.
Oh, excellent. We'll look forward to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
We will see you in July.
All right, Karina, I look forward to it. Let me repeat that. I look forward to seeing you and giving you a big squeeze.
Getting a very short cue. We'll see you in July. See you, Mark.
Bye.